You're listening to the Counterculture Mom Show. Our kids are under fire every day with the media and pop culture persuading them to give up their faith and Christian values. Stay tuned now as former Hollywood actress and pop culture expert Tina Griffin helps you counter these messages and safely navigate today's pop culture chaos.
I've often heard that disassociation is a bad thing. Somehow when we disassociate from reality that we don't often recognize how we're not engaged in the present. And I don't think that all disassociation is bad. In doing psychotherapeutic counseling for over 30 years, I've often been told by women and even men who have suffered at sexual abuse and physical abuse where they disassociated in that moment and actually saved their lives. So I don't think all disassociation is bad. I just think we should disassociate from dysfunction and things that are not healthy for us.
Dr. Michael Walsh Gannon and his wife Michelle co-founded Talk Doctor TV, an on-demand counseling practice that provides practical tools for personal growth, emotional well-being, and the cultivation of resilient relationships. Michael and his wife Michelle bring a wealth of expertise, providing insightful guidance and practical techniques tailored to address the complexities of the mind, will, and emotions. Michael, a 9-time top-rated counselor by America's Who's Who, is a highly trusted mental health professional with over 30 years of counseling experience. As a former pastor, Michael has ministered to thousands of people over 3 decades and is a sought-after speaker at conferences focusing on marriage restoration and healing the wounded soul. This is the Counterculture Mom Show. I'm your host, Tina Griffin. Get ready for a jaw-dropping episode as we cover a whole new angle on SRA survivors this week with counselor Dr. Michael Walsh Gannon. Michael, how you doing this morning?
I'm well, ma'am. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, and I can't believe you're my neighbor. If I look out my window, I'll probably see you. So how you doing over there?
I know. Well, we're right next to downtown Franklin, so we love where we live.
Yeah, me too. Just phenomenal. I had no idea. I met you literally 2 weeks ago at the National Religious Broadcasters Conference. I saw you walking down the aisle. I'm like, that guy's really neat, really cool personality. And then I found out you were going to be an upcoming guest. So thank you for jumping on the show.
Yeah, thank you. I feel like we know you already.
Same here. You are talking about SRA survivors. First of all, can you address with the audience exactly what that entails? Who is an SRA survivor?
Well, so SRA stands for Satanic Ritualistic Abuse. It comes from people who have been exposed to satanic rituals and have been ritualistically abused during those ceremonies. And a survivor is someone who's been able to break out of that group. I would call it a horrible, evil cult. And have gotten free and went into the area of getting healed from the trauma and PTSD of being ritualistically abused.
Unreal. I know that if we go into detail, it could get kind of pretty graphic. I mean, living in the Hollywood Hills for a decade, I heard about a lot of these stories from people themselves that have gone through it and people exposing it that know what's going on through documentary movies, all the rest. But can you give us a little bit of a bullet point of an example of satanic abuse? Because people that are new to this, they might think, okay, what kind of seance occult thing are you thinking about? They might think Ouija board, something like that. That's bad enough, but this is a lot more heinous. So can you go a little more into detail about what that would entail?
Sure. I think, like, you know, for tarot cards and other areas, Ouija boards and things that you've mentioned is like a vanilla, you know, and ritualistic abuse where people are actually devoting that abuse to Satan, to his evil power, channeling evil into the life of that victim and basically having that abuse be part of this religious occultic activity brings a whole different level of trauma. You know, it's sort of equated in small measure to Catholic priests that have abused little children. You know, that leader is someone who is a representative of God and our Heavenly Father, and then is abusing them. And And that kind of abuse is so much harder to get over because there's that religious element to it. And so it's not just abuse as if that wasn't bad enough because it's horrible and evil in and of itself. But to devote that to Satan and the powers of darkness, it entrenches in a way in that person's soul that just normal abuse doesn't. Does that make
Yeah,
sense?
absolutely. And I mean, living in Hollywood too, hearing different stories, not seeing it personally, but we even had Nathan Reynolds on our program. We first launched this program, I'd say about 3 years ago now. Nathan came on, and his grandfather was involved with satanic ritual abuse. And Nathan saw child sacrifice, and he talked about it on our program. It's absolutely horrific. As a young kid, he saw that in these rituals. So that is a level of depravity that we're talking about today. Thank you, Michael, for addressing this issue. What caused you to want to get in the battle to fight this demonic realm?
We had, I started had a counseling practice in California for many, many years before we moved to Franklin, Tennessee. And someone we knew, their sister had been ritualistically abused, and they had these thoughts and memories that would just flash through their dream life and have a triggering memory where they're like, I think I might have been abused, but couldn't be certain. They felt like they had the telltale signs, like having those flash memories, the dreams of being in an ritualistic abusive occult ceremony. Which is not normal. Like you would not, unless you watch horror movies and other things and expose
Exactly.
yourself to it. Yeah, you would not have a normal memory like that. So the sister reached out and said, "Would I help their her sister?" And I obviously agreed and said yes. And that was the first time. That was probably, I don't know, over a decade ago
Wow.
that I helped her. Helped probably. Half a dozen since then, walk through that process. And it's a very long process to not just heal the memory and the trauma within their brain, but also to restructure the neural pathways in their brain that they're not no longer a victim and suffering from the effects of being a victim.
It blows my mind. It blows my mind how much work this is, how much trauma could even take place in a person going through that. Like, I can barely wrap my brain around it. That is a perfect segue to go into what you're currently doing today, which is phenomenal for many years, actually. What is Talk Doctor Christian Counseling and Talk Doctor TV? This is just phenomenal what you're doing.
Yeah, thank you, ma'am. TalkDoctor.tv came out of a vision of mine and my wife's to make mental health counseling more accessible. So I'm normally charged $200 an hour, which is a lot, and I'm privileged to be paid that amount of money. And so for these courses that we have. The one that you're showing now, the Christian Shadow Work Journal, is our newest. We also have one on breaking the rejection code. And so it's an on-demand Christian counseling platform where you can do courses at your own pace. We tied our social media to do these little shorts to just engage an audience and basically try to get mental health out of the shadows. I think with COVID, and one positive that came from COVID is people are way more open to mental health and realizing that life and its pressures really impact and affect mental health. Because I don't know about your kids, but for us, one of our children did not do well with COVID. They suffered horribly, missing school, around friends, and really had an increase in anxiety and depression. And so the positive of COVID is now people, I think, are way more interested in mental health counseling. And a lot of them want to do it online now because they don't want to leave their home. Jammies, they can do it. They can do it all remote now.
I absolutely love what you guys do. I saw all the courses on there. Once again, Talk Doctor. That's talkdr.tv, everyone. Go check it out. Fantastic counseling sessions, courses, and you can join right there with Dr. Michael and his wife, Michelle. Just fantastic. We're going to go to a short commercial break. I'm dying to dig in deep with our upcoming questions. The next one out of the gate is the type of therapeutic treatments you employ for these victims. Just fascinating. More with Dr. Michael right after this.
Here are 7 signs you may have a parasite. My biggest issue, because I did have parasites, was teeth grinding, skin irritation, and unexplained digestive issues. The other indication that you could have a parasite is eating after 7 p.m. and craving sugar. My name is Kim. I'm the Worm Queen and the inventor of the Parify Kit. Let's go over it. Parify, it's your parasite cleanse. Sustain, it's your candida and your bad bacteria cleanse. Metal Flush, it's your heavy metal detox. Cinnabon, it's your binder. You take Parify and Metal Flush 3 times a day and Sustain 2 times a day. You can take them all together. The kit comes with instructions. Cinnabon is your binder and you take that at night. We have a nut-free option. We ship worldwide. The Parify kit is for ages 3 and up. Use Tina as your 10% discount code. Find it on rogersfood.com.
Can we trust what's written in the book of Genesis? How could a flood cover the entire earth? And where do dinosaurs fit in the Bible? Find the answers to these questions and more at the ICR Discovery Center in Dallas. Bring family and friends to experience the wonders of creation through our exhibit hall and stunning planetarium shows. Experience the origins of our universe. Step aboard Noah's Ark, chill in our Ice Age theater, meet the founders of science, encounter animatronic animals, and so much more. Our scientists' work is on display in the current research exhibit, and our biology research laboratory showcases our experiments. And don't forget to shop the Discovery Store for t-shirts, books, gifts, and more. Discover how science confirms the Bible today.
Bring your family and friends to the ICR Discovery Center in Dallas. To plan your visit, go to icr.org/Tina. That's icr.org/TINA.
If you want to protect your kids from all kinds of evil online, including porn and online predators, which could lead to trafficking, you have to check out Covenant Eyes. They are changing the online world for families by offering solutions to protect our kids. In fact, nearly half of all kids are exposed to porn by accident. You can help your child quit porn or never even start by having accountability. The Covenant Eyes app monitors your devices, while the Victory app gives you a comprehensive feed of activity and alerts you if explicit material is accessed. To get more information and to keep your kids safe as they're surfing online, just text the word VICTORY to the number 66866. You can also try Covenant Eyes for free for 30 days by putting in the code word TINA at checkout. Once again, to get all this information, just text the word VICTORY to the number 66866. Let's keep our kids safe online and keep them away from any possibility of them being trafficked. Michael, during commercial break, you reminded me that while we're at NRB together, you said that the FBI hired you for your previous job before you got into counseling. And I was commenting on how calm you are, just even keel and very just calming with me on this interview. And I'm like, man, my heartbeat is down. I'm not like going crazy here in the interview seat. And you reminded me that the FBI brought you in. Can you explain what your previous career was?
Sure. I worked for the state of Hawaii doing FBI training, not hostage negotiating, and worked for the Maui Police Department as a senior chaplain and master chaplain for almost 10 years. And sometimes in negotiations, people have asked me, why are you so calm? And I said, well, there's no red dots on people's foreheads. And so we're okay. Like, it is not going to end in disaster with people dying. And unfortunately, most of the things that I got subjected to, they're, you know, whenever you're called for a mass casualty disaster or things like that, they're not pleasant. But I love providing grief counseling.
Wow.
And, you know, critical incident stress management debriefing and other things that I was privileged to be trained through the police and the FBI. Was awesome.
Yeah, and that absolutely gives you a really solid foundation for helping SRA survivors, which is my next critical question. What type of therapeutic treatment do you employ for these victims?
Well, there's a few types, and I think it just depends on the person. So I would call the clinical approach cognitive behavioral therapy, where, you know, that modality takes what you see in the reality of the thing that happened to you, and you make a new memory from it. So, you know, finding that I'm not a victim, not claiming that you're a victim, you know, that you have power to reclaim those memories, to reclaim your life, to, you know, walk through the darkness of those memories and shine light on it. And so I love cognitive behavioral therapy. Dialectical behavioral therapy, DBT, is another modality that is similar to CBT in that it reframes the thing that happened to you. You know, obviously, if someone was small, they had no say in what happened. And so trying to get your voice back, get your power back. And then if a client is open to it, there are spiritual techniques that you can use to bring the light of Jesus Christ and the love of God into a memory, where you would think, and it is odd to even say this, but to think that God, who's omnipresent, is everywhere. Even if you make your bed in hell, God is there. Wow. And so he's everywhere at all times. And so even in the midst of some evil, horrific event, God doesn't leave his people, right? As we're all children of God, he's there in the midst of that horrible evil. You know, and I'm not saying he has anything to do with that evil, but what kind of father would leave a child in the middle of that thing? And so if someone's open to that, there are spiritual techniques where we go back into that memory, but this time with God, with his presence, his spirit, wow, the light of God to shine in that darkness, and then to remake that memory for them, which is something that's so important in redoing our neural pathways. And so one of the techniques we employ is this little tapping thing, where as you're tapping, it connects your left and right brain. It's similar to EMDR and the eye movement that replicates REM sleep, where your blood under your eyelids during this dream sleep state. And so doing the trauma tapping, which the technique is in Michelle and I's book, it helps to rewire your neural pathways in the way you see that event. And so it's a powerful way. You know, not everybody is open, obviously, to having the spiritual techniques. You know, some people would rather have the clinical cognitive kind. But for victims and survivors of SRA, usually I found they're open to anything. They're like, just please make this pain go away.
Unreal. What you just explained, would that be the way that you address disassociation and or PTSD symptoms in SRA victims, or is that something different?
No, it's absolutely a similar technique. You know, we're privileged to be sponsored by the Gary Sinise Foundation, who just recently moved from California to Nashville in his office.
Yes.
We have a lot of military. I did my clinical licensure and practicum at a VA center in Louisville, Kentucky. And Gary's foundation sponsors a lot of vets and military veterans, which we're so privileged to partner with them. And it is absolutely a similar technique for PTSD, people who have had traumatic brain injuries. And, you know, I have one client who's had eight deployments in Iraq and Afghanistan, and three traumatic brain injuries, TBIs. And it works for a lot of different kinds of PTSD and just trauma in general.
Wow, unreal. And it's wild you said Gary Sinise, because I literally talked to his PR firm. I believe it's out in New York. I talked to a guy that works with him about a month ago. I think they're phenomenal. I heard Gary speak at a recent event last summer right here in Franklin. I don't know if you were at that event or not, but he was actually also playing in a band. But why it's really, maybe I saw you there and I'm like, hey, hang on a second, that guy looks familiar. Phenomenal work that they do. Can you explain to me that if anyone's watching this program and they might have like some kind of weird spark memory, red flag in their brain thinking, hang on a second, he mentioned this, mentioned that, maybe there's satanic ritual abuse that happened to me and I'm just now realizing it. Can you give us some of the top red flags, people watching right now, that if they have one of these red flags, they might have been satanic ritual abuse victim in the past?
Sure. I think it's, you know, it's similar to certain PTSD things where they say if you have a smell aversion, like to incense or to sulfur, the smell of sulfur, other things that would have been burnt during those, during that abusive time, that wouldn't be normal, right?
Wow.
Flashes of light. You know, if things are entering your subconscious, like during your REM sleep state, where you're having dreams of ritualistic abuse, or, you know, people in costumes, you know, standing over you, or, you know, meditating, they're, you know, levitating.
Absolutely fantastic. I cannot wait to talk to you about your book. You and your wife, Michelle, wrote a book, Breaking the Rejection Code Workbook, 25 Keys to Unlocking Your Identity, Break Free by Learning How Rejection Hides, Thrives, and Dies. We're going to find out about that and how to get our hands on it right after this. I am passionate about my health and taking care of myself and my family. One company that I'm very excited to partner with is Ascent Nutrition. They provide holistic nutritional supplements for us and our pets. And they have the most incredible organic, mold, and mycotoxin-free coffee on the planet. Their pine needle extract includes wild harvested pine needles, which improves immunity and brain function. I'm also using their humic and fulvic acid, which binds to heavy metals, supporting detoxification and increases my energy level. Their pine pollen tincture is a great support for libido and hormone health. And they have the cleanest source of omega-3s in their algae oil DHA, which is essential, especially for us moms and our kids. Head to goascentnutrition.com/Tina and use code Tina at checkout to save 10% off on your entire order. That code can be shared with others, so spread the word. 10% off using code Tina at goascentnutrition.com/Tina. Let's get our body back on track together.
The Jace case is a pack of 5 antibiotics. We put these antibiotics together very purposefully. They were curated in a way that covers the most common as well as the most deadly bacterial infections that you might encounter. In addition, it includes a guidebook to the safe use of the medications that is written in a way that's accessible for most people to be able to look up what their symptoms are and what the proper medication is to take. The idea behind the Jace case is to allow everyone to be better prepared medically, to be empowered to care for themselves.
Since the pandemic began, our healthcare industry has had to transform. From receiving medication to physician visits, everything changed. Jace Medical is dedicated to providing proper access to medications before you need them. This protects against issues during travel or disruptions with supply chains, natural disasters, and other emergency situations that have proven to overwhelm our healthcare system. Secure your own supply of medication with ease and peace of mind.
Use code Tina for a discount at jacemedical.com.
Dr. Gannon, we are back. Can you provide for us one of your top success stories of how you've helped an SRA victim?
Sure. Well, the person who I spent the most amount of time with was terribly satanically ritually abused, and it happened to be involved with the mother and the father. We're in this cult in I believe it was Oregon or Washington. And it was till she was the age of 7. So from 2 to 7 for a 5-year period.
Jeez.
And we worked together for almost 3 years, walking through integrating. And then, you know, had to walk through post her healing, helping her husband kind of understand, you know, the dynamics of what that does and how to be more sensitive and, you know, less defensive when she has these episodes, to be more empathic and, you know, kind, loving, you know, asking, what can I do for you? What do you need from me? And really helping him learn how to love her in the way she needed it. And so by him being a safe place in their marriage, it helped her further heal post our therapy sessions. And today, doing great, fully integrated, and having a great life as a mom and a wife.
We have to get your copy of the book that you and your wife wrote. Once again, it's called Breaking the Rejection Code Workbook, 25 Keys to Unlocking Your Identity. Break free by learning how rejection hides, thrives, and dies. Everybody out there, make sure you check out Talk Doctor, that's talkdr.tv, to get Michael and Michelle's phenomenal insight, resources, counseling, whatever you need to sign up for. Fantastic insight. Thank you for saving so many lives. Everybody out there, watch all four episodes this week as we dissect SRA victims, survivors, and how we can get them the help they need, the red flags, all of it. Michael, keep up the excellent work. You're a hero, buddy. You're a hero.
Thanks for joining us for the Counterculture Mom Show with your host, Tina Griffin. For over two decades, Tina has traveled the globe exposing how pop culture is glamorizing harmful behaviors without showing the consequences, and how these messages are wreaking havoc on today's youth. Through radio, TV, podcasts, and our app, Counterculture Ministries is reaching millions every week with a biblically based message for hope for today's teens and their parents. But we can't do that without your faithful prayer and financial investment. If you appreciate the ministry of Tina and Counterculture Ministries, would you prayerfully consider a generous gift right now? We have a donor matching dollar for dollar. You can give securely online by visiting counterculturemom.com or by texting the word donate to the number 55444. That's counterculturemom.com or text the word donate to the number 55444. Every dollar is doubled. If you love this show, you can stay up to date on the latest critical issues affecting your family by catching all of our weekly episodes with resource links, signing up for our e-newsletter, and downloading our Counterculture Mom app, where you get timely pop culture alerts. Visit counterculturemom.com for more details. And be sure to join us next week for another edition of the Counterculture Mom Show with Tina Griffin, where we are rewriting Hollywood's script for our kids.